Hey bro, have you got the nail clippers? Bathroom drawer?
Got it. Thanks.
What is it? Come on, bro. You've got a $1 million smile on right now. You must be happy about something. Tell me. Don't get coy with me. I will bother you until you spill the beans. Don't test me. A date with a girl from your class? Right on, bro. So, what's your plan? Gonna take her to a movie, put the moves on her, slip your arm around her shoulder. Oh, she's inviting you to her apartment? This is a huge deal, bro. You don't think so? I don't think you know what you're getting into, little bro. I would never invite a guy to my place if I wasn't thinking of, Look at how embarrassed you're getting. I know the thought must have crossed your mind. Believe me. I know how thick-headed guys can be. I bet if you told me more about how she's been acting, I could point out like 5 or 6 times she's tried to flirt with you before that you probably never picked up on. If she's inviting you there on the first date, well, you'd better be ready for that. Well, you think about that for a while, and if you need any more of Big Sis's wisdom when it comes to dealing with the ladies, well, you know where to find me.
2 hours later.
Hey, bro. Oh, you look worried. Okay, bro, it's settled. I'm gonna help you work out your nerves so your big day goes perfect. Why? See, your sweet older sis has all the goodness in the world collected in her heart, and she's generous enough to share some of it with you. What do you mean you don't believe me? Fine, you can find someone else to ask for advice if you really don't want any. Thought so. Now, let's get started. So, I don't know what this girl looks like, but for the sake of our practice, I want you to think of her when you look at me. Can you do that? Okay, for the next few minutes, I'm no longer your sis. I'm your crush. Don't pretend she's not a crush. Anyways, you and her are chilling in her room. Maybe the movie you've been pretending to watch is over. And she pulls you close like this. Thanks so much for coming by. I love having you around. What do you do? Okay. Not horrible. Well, she had enough initiative to ask you out, so I think she might go after you pretty hard. All you gotta do is keep her interested. Like, what you're doing right now is perfect. If you can get like this with her, then she'll be all over you. What about it? Oh dear, you don't even know how cute you're making yourself right now. Okay, bro, I'll spell it out for you. You get so flustered when I get close to you. Your cheeks get flushed. You try your hardest to look away. And when I press up right next to you, this little guy pushes up against my leg. Just kidding. No, but trust me. This girl's gonna like knowing how much she's turning you on. Don't be ashamed of it. It's weird. What do you mean? I'm not your sister. I'm your crutch right now. If you've got a boner, it's because you're thinking of her, right? Shh. As long as you're thinking of her, it's all good. Anyways, that's a good sign. If the thought of her gets you, like, this, then you must have some really strong feelings for her. Right, so trust your big sis. Let's move on to the next steps. You want to kiss her, don't you? Okay. Let's practice that then. Yes, I mean, get over here. This part's super important. If you're a bad kisser, she might break it off then and there. You don't want that, do you? Yeah, but whatever. Didn't we agree that I'm your crush right now and not your sister? It shouldn't be weird to kiss me. Now come on, I'm waiting. You know, hesitating like that during the date is just gonna make things worse. If you want the date to go well, you need to commit fully to what you're doing. So just lean in, get your face close to mine. Mm-hmm. And maybe she'll take your jaw into her hand and guide you like this. And then you kiss. You're not a natural at this, but that's okay. Just push your lips into mine. Push and pull with my movements. Let's try again. Remember, you're kissing your crush, not your sister. You can use tongue. Can you feel what I'm doing? Try and match it. Say her name when you're doing it out loud. She'll go crazy, I promise. You're already getting better. Here, lie back. I'll get on top of you. Your cheeks are so red right now. You look so cute like this. Yes, you do. Super cute. Here, put your hands around my hips and kiss me again. Just like that. I can feel you starting to melt under my touch. You're really feeling it, aren't you? What can I say? Kissing's a lot of fun. If it feels good, just keep doing it, okay? And that includes, you know. No, doofus, I'm not grinding against you on accident. It wouldn't be good practice if you left that part out, would it? So, if you're feeling good, you should just move with me. Even if it drives you crazy, especially if it drives you crazy. You can just let your hands roam around my body. You're gonna need to have it ready for what comes after making out, after all. Mm. Mm. Making out like this makes you feel so good. You can't think or move. Well, she might like that too. Yeah. Hey, what are you pushing me away for? Things just started getting good. You need to stop before... What? Oh. I can see why that might be a problem. If you were, say, practicing kissing for your big date and... you got so worked up making out with your sister that you came. Yeah, that would be pretty bad, wouldn't it? Like, borderline cheating. We should definitely avoid that, by all means. So, Big Sis is gonna keep going. And... it's up to you to not come, okay? Yeah, you heard me. That girl might be in your head, but it's Big Sis that's driving you crazy right now. Let's just drop the act, little bro. If you feel guilty for cheating or incest or whatever, well, you'll feel really good once you come. And you will come. I'm not gonna stop until you do. One by one. My kisses are gonna melt your brain until you can't think of her anymore. And when you pull up to that date tomorrow, the only thing on your mind will be how much better it felt to cheat with your big sister. She might not even kiss you. And if she does, she's probably not half as good as I am. You might even have a better time if you just stayed home. We can spend all day making out just like this. And when you're so horny that you can't take it anymore, I might even teach you about sex. Ditch that skank, and Big Sis's soaking wet pussy is all yours. I mean it. Cancel the date, and you'll have the best night of your life. Promise. Well, you'll do it? Good boy. I should give you a reward. Oh, you're leaking so much for me. I think I've got a perfect reward in mind. One that wraps up our kissing practice in a perfect little bow. Are you ready? Are you gonna come for your big sis? Okay. I'm gonna give your needy, cheating cock tons of Big Sis kisses. And when you can't take anymore, just let go and come, okay? And don't you dare point it away from my face. Cheating little rascal. Does it feel good to paint Big Sis's face white? You look as happy as you did when I found you earlier today. Not a trace of guilt or regret on your face. No, don't feel bad. You made the right choice. That bitch would never have done this for you. Well, I'm gonna go clean up. You should too, once you can move again. But feel free to take your time. You look really cute like that. Okay, and one last thing. Make sure to leave your door unlocked tonight. I've gotta give you another lesson before our big date tomorrow. Look forward to it, little bro.